Kevin Grossman and Attorney General Martha Coakley have until tomorrow to jointly fill the two remaining spots on a five-member commission that will oversee gaming here in Massachusetts. Meanwhile, a new national report finds Massachusetts among the states showing the strongest improvement in high school graduation rates. According to the report, the Bay State graduation rate has improved by over 5% since 2002. From New Hampshire now, Senator Kelly Ayotte is speaking out about what she says is a costly new excise tax on medical taxes. She did speak at a medical supply company in Keene yesterday, where she says the tax could cost some workers their jobs. She is co-sponsoring legislation that would repeal the tax. And it's a new season today. It's officially the first day of spring. For WCAP, I'm Kim Saltmarsh.
One and only Chaz Palminteri, star of stage and screen.
If you really want something in life, you know, I mean, people go, you know, I want to be an actor. I go, oh, great. I mean, it's really hard to be an actor. I go, of course it is. You know, if it was that easy, then everybody would be a movie star.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody would be writing movies. It's hard. Yeah. Anything that's worth having in life is hard. You have to work hard at it.
A Bronx Tale, the one-man play. When you were originally writing this and trying to get it put on, how much rejection did you face before you were able to actually bring your vision to the stage?
Well, when I was writing it, a lot of people didn't understand it. They said, what do you mean? You're going to perform the whole thing, all the parts? I said, yeah. You mean like a movie? I said, yeah. They said, you know, that's not going to work. And I said, well, I think it will, you know. And I was very fortunate that I just believed in it, and I didn't care. And then I put it up, and when I put it up, I'm telling you guys, it was like a rocket ship. It was like I sat on a rocket ship. As soon as I did this thing, the reviews came out, and that was it. My life changed. At that moment, my life changed.
Merrimack Valley Radio, 980 WCAP, Lowell.
On 980 WCAP on a gorgeous Ruby Tuesday here on 980 WCAP, where lots of sunshine, up to 67 degrees. So if you haven't taken your lunch yet, good day to get on outside, or when you get home later in the day, make sure you get out, get a little fresh air, and enjoy this lovely weather, which, according to meteorologist Al Capillion, is probably going to stick around right throughout most of this week. So get out and enjoy it. Joining us now, as she does every Tuesday, right around this time, is the woman in the know. Yes, she is our only, one and only, trendy mommy. Anne-Marie Seldon joins us right now. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, what a nice introduction.
Well, you know, I'm just happy to see. Well, you know what? Everybody's in such a great mood because of this weather.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh. But it gets you thinking of spring cleaning, which...
And spring training, too.
Well, see, I was kind of discussing, you know, I know that we're talking about spring cleaning, but my mind's more on spring training.
Right. Oh, my, yes.
Oh, you know me so well. But it's a good time to, start doing a little organizing because... I was looking everywhere yesterday for my flip-flops. Have no idea where those are.
Well, that, you know, doing the whole closet, getting organized for the closet is one thing. But I think as moms, we need to, you know, I have like a checklist of things that I kind of want to, you know, kind of get organized. And then you can clean. So first, you got to get
organized.
All right,
so you got to organize first. Where do you start?
Well, I feel like, you know, I still like to write things down. So if you're a mom, I feel like you need a calendar. You need some sort of planner. You need to get that organized first. And I love, like, the calendars that have, like, the stickers and the for moms, we either put it on your board and have stickers for different dates and times and different, appointments. I think that that's really important when you write things down. And calendars.com has the best selection of mom calendars.
Mm-hmm.
They have the do-it-all mom planner. They have pullouts where you can have your to-do list and your shopping list, so it has it all in one. So I think that that's fabulous, and you can get organized right away.
Now, Anne-Marie, are you typically an organized person? Is this something you've had to learn?
I think when you add kids into the mix, if you're organized, you know, if you can stay organized, that's great. But when you're a mom and, you know, you have multiple kids, I think even if you're a really organized mom, that just kind of adds a different element to it. So I think, you know, for me, I have to really plan it and focus. So I think that that's the challenge.
Well, and like you said, so we're organizing first. Now, are you talking about getting all the winter stuff away and the spring and...
A lot of people have to do that. I was complaining to my husband about, you know, we moved into a larger house, but yet I still need to transition all the spring clothes and summer clothes and put away all the winter clothes. I think a lot of people have to do that where they have to take, you know, put the boots away, put all the winter coats in another closet, you know, move their summer clothes forward in the closet. So I think that everyone's been starting to do that. People have been hesitant to do it because we do live in New England. I mean, technically today is the first day of spring, so you think, oh, am I safe to do that?
Well, that's a good question, and I was going to ask that. Do you think that we're safe?
I think we're safe. The long-range forecast that I heard on the, you know, today, I think we're safe to do that. Because, you know, in years past, remember the April 1st snowstorm from years ago?
So oh, I remember that.
Safe. I mean, now you have to go out and dig out your shorts and your flip-flops because the next 2 days are going to be 80. So I think it's safe to move forward all the spring items and put away all the winter clothes.
Maybe save one just to hedge your bet, right?
Maybe save like a heavier coat. In the morning, it was very cold out this morning. I had on my North Face jacket out at the bus stop.
Yeah, you always want to leave that North Face handy, man. I'll tell you, it's like one of the greatest inventions of all time.
It really is.
I love mine, yeah. You know, because it never gets too hot or too cold with a North Face.
But, you know, a lot of moms I've been talking to, that you know, they're starting their whole, you know, really getting into the spring clean, you know, whether you do like a really good, thorough job of, you know, cleaning out cabinets and, you know, making room for some, you know, springtime, you know, recipes in your kitchen and just kind of, you know, getting some cleansers and just kind of going through with a good, thorough cleaning.
Yeah, one of those things you definitely want to tackle is the refrigerator, right?
We try and do that on a regular basis.
Do you?
But, you know, it's funny because I tend to go toward more natural cleansers, some great natural cleansers. My husband is Greek, and he does use Windex.
On everything?
On everything.
That's right.
I have seen him clean his hands with it.
Well, if anybody who has seen my big, fat Greek wedding, you know that everything is okay with Windex.
But I like the natural cleaners, you know, no toxic chemicals. And, you know, whenever you spray it, we're all coughing. So you know that that's bad when you spray a cleaner and you're starting to cough. So I always go toward, you know, the ones that have no chemicals and just kind of made with more natural, like lavender or citrus and the natural.
I think, you know what, Anne-Marie, I really do believe a lot of people are going that route, and I think it's a good thing.
Well, you know, and even, you know, obviously this is the time of year when maybe you'll see some, you know, some ants maybe come marching into your house, or you may see some other, you know, we have stink bugs around here because we live in a woodsy area.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was reading on, you know, kind of keeping the critters away and natural products to help that, and vinegar and water, it was one of them. Clean your countertops with vinegar.